So arriving on this Wednesday early afternoon, and just maybe ask yourself a question. What is your intention today for turning up to this? Why are you here? I'm very glad that you're here, but what sort of made you to take this pause in your day? How is your body feeling today? Do you feel like you have energy? Or do you feel a little bit low? And whatever is okay. Like, we know that every day is different, and sometimes we can explain things and other times not. And then the best is just to acknowledge, yeah, that's how I'm feeling today, and tomorrow will be a different day. Don't often sort of analyze that. And because often with this analyzing comes, why do I feel like this? I don't want to feel like this. And that adds another layer of thought and emotion. And then so we have this habit of overthinking as it is. So today we are going to explore a few anchors, because just the way life is at the moment, this abnormal situation we are living in, and kind of having normal reactions to it, like being anxious and worried about the health, about maybe finances, and then also kind of becoming worried about being worried and thinking, why can I not deal with this thing a little bit better? But that's layer I was talking about. So first, let's use the breath as an anchor. This wonderful breath that's always there. It's such an asset we have, this function, the body's physiological function that keeps us alive, can also be a great mindfulness practice tool or asset, because the breath, it can't really be anywhere else than in this moment, not in the past, not in the future. And it lasts for a short period, and then the new one arrives. And every breath is a new start, new beginning, if we need fresh starts. So where is it in the body or in the breath that's calling for your attention? Where is your strongest physical sensation? Is it in the belly? Is it in the chest? Is it at the nostrils? And then I'm sure the mind has already been hijacked by something else a lot more exciting than the breath. And that's okay. But then our job is to bring it back to this anchor, back to this breath. Knowing that we can't fail, we can only start again and again, and how long it takes, and maybe it's forever. The breath coming in, bringing in the fresh September crisp air. And in Dublin, we are so lucky having actually a clean air to breathe. And even that is something to be grateful for. So in the midst of so much deprived from us and restrictions and things we can't do, but even a simple fact that we have clean air to breathe, We have the sea beside us. We have the mountains if we want to go to the nature. Dublin Mountains. Not even leaving the county. And then when the breath is leaving the body, it takes the carbon dioxide and all the byproducts of the metabolism, the gases. But symbolically, we can try to let go of maybe something that's bothering Jesus these days. And perhaps not even to let go, because it's often we just, things are so intense and just really calling for our attention and we can't possibly let them go. But we can just let them be for now, just for now. Let things be as they are. And another great thing this type of practice offers us is that pause. So when we have this pause and we return to what we were doing earlier on, maybe there's a different clarity, or maybe that thing doesn't feel as important anymore. So that little space has kind of put things in perspective, perhaps, or we are slightly changed in our bit of how we feel grounded, and maybe the mind is a little bit less hectic. So this whatever felt like the end of the world might now feel like a very solvable problem. So again, not reacting to things all the time, but skillfully, mindfully responding when possible. And maybe sometimes not doing anything at all. And then expand the breath to the whole body. So using the body as an anchor. So we are so often disconnected from the bodies and we are living in our heads, and this wonderful brains we have, especially in Trinity. They're just so capable of so many things. But often we forget that we also have a body and we have to take care of the body. So this is our moment to say hello to the bodies, and in a playful way. Hi, how are you? Good to see you. Good to feel you. So that precious body, the only one we really ever have. We can change parts in it. We can get new knees or hips, or even the surgeons doing of things these days to the bodies that they're unrecognizable, but really that the way we were born and it was given to us, this is the most strongest. So let's keep it going as long as we can. So notice the feet. Are your feet touching the floor? And be grateful and say thank you, feet, for being strong and bringing me to the places and bringing me away from the places, and always just working for me, and not only working but working on these unfriendly hard surfaces, not always wearing the best footwear. So thank you, feet. Are you aware of any sensations in your feet? When we are scanning the body like this, can you sense it rather than think about it? Any sensations in your feet? Any coldness? Any Maybe the socks or shoes are tight. You feel the skin or and the ankles and the calves, the front of the shins and the back of the calves, around the knee joints. So many of us have had problems with the knees, and straight away when we have this invitation of paying attention to the knees, so that story comes in, or there's a sort of story about the knees. It could have been a pain in the past, or maybe you're worried that somebody in the family has arthritis, and every little twinge in the knees is, oh, it must be the arthritis. So just allowing the things, the knees, to be as they are right now. We don't know how it's going to be in the future. We can speculate about it. But the best we can do is just to be present right now and giving that little love to the body it so deserves. Back of your legs, the thighs, the back of the thighs, and the front of the thighs. Maybe your hands are resting on the thighs and there could be some heat from that, the pressure on the seat. And then the sit bones, they have a name for a reason. We are sitting on them. They are supporting us, keeping the spine upright. And the knees and the legs are connected to the body through the hips and the pelvis. The pelvis being the largest bone in the body, and we can't sense the bone, but we can sense the soft tissues around it. And also the pelvis is like a cradle for the internal organs. And even us just being here and yeah, I wouldn't like to call it relaxing, but tuning in or being with ourselves. The internal organs, even they are happier. They can realign a little bit, and by having that good posture, they are not squashed like it is when we are slumping. The guts, most of the large part of our immune system is in the guts. So all these organs and every part of the body has its function. Notice your belly. How it's rising as the breath is coming in and falling, and the breath is leaving the body. So diaphragm moving up and down and being that pump. And is there anything else in the belly you might notice? It's lunchtime, if you've had your lunch already, so there might be a bit of digestion going on. And if it's looking for the food, it's maybe some rumbling in the belly. The skin and the clothes, might be some rubbing there, but the breath is moving the belly. And then just place your two hands on your belly and notice three breaths or so. And just make the breaths just a little bit bigger. So when you breathe in, so push your belly out against the hands and just notice the sensation of that. And then when you're breathing out, don't necessarily going to make it loud and big, but just let's slow down the breathing. And then breathing out all and see how your belly is just kind of going in and in and in until you have to start a new cycle, taking in the new breath. And again, so taking the breath in. Notice the belly. And it's quite nice to have that touch that you're feeling the warmth from the hands and having that contact between the body parts. And then let your hands just be whatever they are comfortable. Then moving across to the lower back. So that's very normal to feel tiredness there. If that's the case, acknowledging it, perhaps sending it with another loving thought and acknowledgement. Yeah, I know, I am taking care, I'm doing my best. The upper back, the shoulder blades. If you're leaning back on the chair, so they are touching the back of the seat. Noticing that. Where is your mind? Has it gone wandering? Has it been pulled to somewhere else other than scanning this body today? And then gently, but firmly, tough love, bringing it back. The front of the chest, the rib cage, the rib cage being like a cylinder. That's sort of goes around most of it anyway, 360 degrees. So that's an expansion, and then constriction, and so it does from the moment we take the first breath till the last breath, which is hopefully a long time away. And the breathing and the lungs have kind of taken another importance these days of COVID, because it's this disease, is lungs is the first place it attacks the body. So even acknowledging the fact that, yes, I'm breathing with relative ease here. And then the shoulders. So this is the place all of us just carry the tension from what's going on in our lives, what's going on around us, the news we hear, the thoughts we think, things being said, not said. All these things have a physical response in the body, and so often first place is the shoulders. And even when we think that life is good and it's all kind of chill, we're still going around with these hunched up shoulders, because it has been like has become a default, and we don't even know it's there anymore that we do it. So let the shoulders soften. Let them really drop. And the neck be as long as you possibly can. Notice your left arm. The fingers, they are doing most of the work these days. Imagine you're given these wonderful bodies, and then most of the day we're just using the hands for typing and devices. And So poor fingers have to do a lot of work these days. So make sure you stretch them and rest them when you can, and is that unnecessary going on that. But also, the more we exercise the whole body, the less risk for any of these tendinitis or repetitive strain injuries, because all the baseline is better and the resilience is better. The right arm, the shoulder, the upper arm, the elbow, and the lower part and the hand. So holding the arms in that loving, kind awareness. And the face. Is there anything in particular you notice in terms of sensations in your face? Any softness, moist, wrinkles, worry wrinkles? The jaws, busy joints when we are stressed and they are being constantly tightened, and people grinding teeth at night also is damaging them. So letting the jaws relax, having that little sort of surprised look on the face. And is there anywhere in the body that calls for your attention? Is there any intensity anywhere? If so, send it a loving breath and saying, yes, I hear you, I'm taking care of you. And as we are coming to the end, I'd like you to think of something during these days that you are grateful for, and this thing has happened because of COVID. Maybe you don't need to commute 4 hours a day anymore. Maybe you really enjoy working from home because you can just stand up when you need to, you can lie down when you need to, you can exercise, you have more control over your time. In my case, I feel my nervous system has been challenged in so many ways because I've moved the office, so I have to think where I'm going. My automatic pilot is switched off these days because I'm doing so many different things in different ways, and my nervous system is just loving it. I don't even lock the bike in the same place anymore, so I have to go to a different place. So certainly I'm enjoying that challenge, and I know that all these, when we come out of automatic pilot and we have to kind of think differently and be aware differently, this is the keeps the Alzheimer's away and keeps the brains young and healthy. So we have the expert in the class who knows all about that. And give yourself gratitude really for coming here today, and well done. And when you're ready, you can open your eyes.